haven't been a degenerate all of my life. I did temp for a while. My official job title was, hey, yo! But as a temp, I learned how to get out of doing any task, which is you just act stupid, because they can't get mad at you for being stupid. Oh, you want me to make 10 copies of this? All right, no problem. You want that in pen or in pencil? No, really, it's okay, okay.
Wake the nation, come the New Jerusalem. Silver cities rise, the morning lights, the streets that lead them, and sirens call.
WRJN, good morning. On a Monday, I'm Don Rosen. Thanks for joining us here. We have a lot of fun planned for you the first hour. Second hour, we have some very interesting talk with Beth Heidorn. She's the executive director of the Racine Zoo, and they've got something big coming up this weekend for Easter. We'll talk about that coming up at 7:06, right? WRJN, looks like a cloudy day with rain after 5 o'clock this afternoon. Highs near 54. Rain tonight, lows 45. Rain tomorrow, highs near 52. Well, I was wondering up until today where spring was. I was freezing out there yesterday. I said, did I miss it? Did we have spring last week on March 19th? I wanted to take that groundhog and just put my hands around his throat. How dare he predict an early spring, then we get this. What a mess it was on Friday with that snow, huh? Gee willikers. All right, right now, partly cloudy. It's 41 degrees. Temperature's going to be nice today. 54 degrees, that's nice. Unfortunately, it's going to rain later on today. But still, I'd rather have a nice, warm, rainy day than a cold, sunny one for some reason. All right, we're going to talk about our Ride of the Spring contest shortly. I told you Beth Heidorn's going to be here from the Racine Zoo. We've got local news straight ahead. We're going to talk again about the, this is the last week for you to bid for those Buck Celtics tickets to help the foster kids go to camp this summer in Lake Geneva at the Royal Family Kids Camp. We'll talk about that. But first of all, I'm going to bring up this story about a woman in London who couldn't make it to a funeral. So she watched the Zoom feed instead. What she didn't realize, the camera was on and accidentally broadcast herself showering. She didn't know it until until she got to the wake and people said, by the way. I know. Yeah, I know. Someone asked people to name the top things that millennial kids will throw out when they die. All right. Answers include that really nice box your cell phone came in, all the DVDs you're saving for no reason at all, your massive collection of water bottles, and that box of random cords you saved your entire life. My wife just threw out that box of random cords recently. I went through my DVD collection, and if I had some doubles and ones that, you know, were really old and I didn't watch anymore, I threw those out. But for the most part, I kept all of them. The box, I still have the phone box. I didn't throw that out. We do have a collection of water bottles. It's amazing what you save. My wife told me about 2 years ago, go to the basement, take one box a week, go through it and throw everything out. And I started doing it. Unfortunately, I started doing it with my 45 RPM records, and I threw every one of them out. I don't have any 45s anymore. Boxes and boxes I just threw out into the garbage because I figured I'm really never going to listen to these 45s ever again. I should have saved them. I felt bad when the garbage truck took them away. You know, they put that bin on the back of the truck and they dump them. I saw all the records going into the truck and I just, did I make a mistake? Did I make a mistake? But when you think about this, when you die someday, who's going to care? Who's going to care? I'm not going to care. I mean, you're not here, you're only for a limited time on this planet. Am I really going to care right through it? Where I go later on into heaven, I couldn't take the 45s with me anyway. I don't think they have a record player up there. At least I don't think they do. But even if they did, I don't want to hear the 45s anymore. But I felt bad throwing them out because that's my childhood, right in the garbage pail. I threw out a ton of photographs, tons of them. And if nobody was in them, I threw them out. If they were just pictures of stuff from vacation, I just throw them out. Boxes of them. Oh, I felt terrible doing it. But, you know, it's got to be done. Because someday when you go, you can't leave it to your son, daughter, or wherever, your spouse, to start throwing this stuff. That's not fair. So we're starting to get rid of it now. Got a lot to go. Lots and lots and lots to go. You know what my wife and I watched last night? We watched this show. It's on the ID channel. And it's called Quiet on the Set. It's about the Nickelodeon channel and the shenanigans that went on there with sexual predators working on the show. And I never watched Nickelodeon in my life. I think I watched once Nick at Night when they had the Dick Van Dyke show on. But the actual Nickelodeon kid shows I've never seen. I've heard of them, but I've never seen them. These kids, especially one of them, told the story about how he was so violated by one of the people who were involved in the show. I forgot his name already. It starts with a D. I can't think of his name. And for the first time, he stood in front of that camera and he told about this horrible, horrible treatment that he got from one of the staffers. And his father warned the staffer to stay away from his son. Don't you do it. I'll come get you if you touch him. Well, the guy on the staff eventually convinced the kid to get away from his father and stay with his mother instead. And the mother just, okay, you do what you got to do. And It was horrible for this poor kid because when his acting career was over as a kid on Nickelodeon, he did some other minor stuff. He was on Seinfeld for one episode, but he did some minor other stuff. But he went to drugs, alcoholism, had to declare bankruptcy. I mean, it's just horrible life. And a lot of it was due to this person for what he did. And they show the affidavit of what he was accused of, although they never talked about it on the show because it's too graphic, but they did show the affidavit. These poor kids, what they went through on that show. And the main guy, Dan Schneider, I think it was his name. He was the creator of all these shows on Nickelodeon. And he was just a bully. He just demeaned people. He treated women like subservient people. And he's just a horrible person until Nickelodeon, years and years later, said, you're done. You know, the Me Too movement came in and they started taking a close look at this guy. And they just, you're done. Get out of here. And even though he made all those hit shows for Nickelodeon, they just said, enough's enough. Just, he was a bully. But the other guy just, and there was other people on this staff too, who just raped these children. Just a horrible, horrible thing. If you ever want to see it, you'll never look at Nickelodeon the same way again. It's called Quiet on the Set. It's run on the ID channel. They have the first four episodes up there on demand. And it's just a horrible thing to have to see. But anyway, so we watched it last night, but it opened my eyes a little bit. And I always say to myself, why do parents get their kids into show business? Why would you do that? Nothing good ever comes of it. It's the rare person that succeeds. Like Leonardo DiCaprio was a child actor. This guy who went to prison, only went for a short time, 18 months, who raped this other guy. You see pictures of Leonardo DiCaprio as a kid with this guy, and the guy is running his hands up and down Leonardo DiCaprio's arms. It's amazing that Leo got away from this guy. But that's one of the few cases. Amanda Bynes was another one who just was abused by Nickelodeon and wound up in a mental institution. I mean, just they abuse these children. Why parents would get their kids into this stuff, I'll never know. It's just a shame. And you hear all these horror stories. Now, the occasional kid makes it through. Now, even though she turned out okay, Drew Barrymore was an alcoholic at like a teenager, an early teenager, like 12, 13 years old. She was an alcoholic. Now, she got herself straightened out and became very successful, but that's the rare one. I mean, these kids just, they're eaten up, and when they age out of their shows, they're done. Again, with rare exception. Some kids do make it out. Some kids don't. Anyway, it was a good series. If you want to watch it, the first four are posted on there now. It's called Quiet on the Set, and it's the story of the shenanigans that went on at Nickelodeon. And Warner Brothers owns Nickelodeon, I think. And how did they let this stuff continue for so long? They were warned about it. They were, you know, told it was going on, and they just didn't do anything about it until it was too late. The other thing we watched was on 2020. Talk about child abuse. See that thing on that YouTuber, Ruby Frankie? Holy mackerel. Whoa. She went to prison. She's going for 15 to 30 years in prison. The way she and that Jody Hildebrand, another YouTuber, just treated children. Whoa. Pray for those kids. I don't know where they are all over the world, but just pray for them. It's 619 WRJN Radio. Hometown Radio Refreshed. We'll talk about something more positive coming up in just a moment here. Look for cloudy weather today with rain after 5. Highs near 54 degrees. Rain tonight, lows 45. Tomorrow, rain with a high near 52. Right now, partly cloudy, 41 degrees. At WRJN, or as Tom Carco used to say, Radio Park. 41 degrees at Radio Park. She had a couple of hit songs, For Your Eyes Only, Morning Train, and then kind of vanished. You got to look her up and see what happened to Sheena Easton. She was good. It's a good song, 9 to 5, Morning Train. By the way, the kid I was talking about from Nickelodeon who finally came out and said he was the John Doe in that whole sex thing going on at Nickelodeon was Drake Bell. He was the star of the show Drake and Josh. He was also on The Amanda Show on Nickelodeon. Brave kid for coming out and telling his story. Brave kid. I mean, he's in his late 20s now, but what a brave soul for coming out and finally blowing the whistle on this lech over at Nickelodeon. Ugh. at 622 at WRJN Radio. Hometown Radio Refresh. Hey, now you can shop local without leaving your chair. The WRJN big deals are here. You can save from 30 to 50% on great local food, entertainment, and merchandise. Log on to WRJN.com. Go up to the pull-down menu and click on Big Deals. It's the first one on the pull-down menu. You'll find savings at Tony Chen's Chinese Restaurant, The Lanes on 20, Breakout Escape Rooms, Marcy's on Main, Racine Youth Sports, The Peach Cobbler Factory, Fred's Burgers, The Personal Touch by Julie Flores, Lee's Deli, The Blue River CrossFit Program, great food at Dogs and Cream, Happy Eight Collectibles, and Von Hazel Jewelers. Check out these deals and more at the WRJN tab, Big Deals at WRJN.com. And save today. When you get to WRJN.com, again, the pull-down menu on the upper right, pull it down, click on Big Deals. You'll see all these, and you can save big money, big coin you'll save. All right. The term office goggles. You ever heard of that? You heard of beer goggles, right? When you drink beer, you see things differently through your eyeballs, you know, and you start doing things you normally wouldn't do. Well, office goggles is trending, and like beer goggles, where you think someone's hotter than they really are. But instead of alcohol, it's caused by repeated exposure to the same person at work every day. The expert's advice is to be mindful of it, since making a move on a coworker can be dicey. Especially be careful if you're all hitting up the happy hour together. You would do things that will probably get you fired. So don't do anything stupid. A new report says that more restaurants could charge non-refundable deposits of up to $100 when you make a reservation and you're a no-show. The idea is that restaurants lose money when people are a no-show. There's no specific amount. Reports say it can vary from $50 to $100 up to $50 a person. And it's easy to implement, especially if you use apps like OpenTable, just by taking your credit card when you book and just charging in the money on it. Other industries already do this. Vacation homes, resorts, hotels, they'll keep your deposit if you don't cancel by a certain time. Doctors and dentists can charge fees if you skip out on appointments at the last minute. Speaking about things like this, I was watching this video on the television. It was on one of these customer wars shows I got involved in. And you know how the airlines overbook, and then they'll offer you money to get off the plane because they overbooked. So on this flight, the flight attendant comes on and says, we will pay someone. First of all, if anybody gives up their ticket, we'll book you on the next available flight, which doesn't mean the next flight. It means the next available flight. Be careful with the wording. They'll give you $3,200 cash, and you'll get on the next available flight. There were no takers on the plane. Nobody wanted that $3,200. I would have taken it. So now they have to throw someone off the plane because they overbooked. So they go to this doctor, and he won't get off the plane. He says, I have appointments to, I have patients to see tomorrow. I've got to get back home. I'm doing surgery. I've got things to do. Well, they picked his name on a computer list and just said, you're going. And this is because four employees of the airline needed seats and they were overbooked. So the passenger won't go. They bring these police on and they just really rough him up. They conk him out and now he's unconscious. They knocked out his teeth, a couple of teeth. And he is now unconscious because he had a concussion. They just banged his head into everything, knocked his teeth out. They dragged him off the plane. He sued and won. He got a big settlement from the airlines, and they now changed the way this throwing people off is done. And the two police officers who came on, the federal officers from the airport, they were fired immediately. This poor guy lost his teeth. He was in a concussion. He still has medical problems. Whoa, this overbooking stuff. I know why they overbook. They overbook because of this. We were talking about this. That's what reminded me of it. Cancellations where people cancel, or people will book two or three flights, and whichever one they decide on, then they'll just cancel the other two, and the airlines, you know, they're out of the money because now the seats are empty. So they overbook, which they shouldn't be allowed to do. A mom in Texas bought an evening gown at Goodwill for $15. She found that it was made by Jackie Kennedy's personal designer. I don't know what it's worth, but might be custom made and one of a kind. And if so, it's worth big coin. I love that term. I heard that on the TV show The Odd Couple the other day. It's big coin, buddy. So, imagine that. $15 at Goodwill. It's a Jackie Kennedy designer original. Well, guy in Oklahoma was out camping, accidentally shot himself on Monday. Now, what are the chances that two future nurses were hiking nearby and saved his life? They were first-year nursing students who were on spring break, and they say it proved they chose the right profession. The guy will make a full recovery. So you shoot yourself, and two future nurses in training happened to be hiking right nearby and heard the shot. What are the chances of that going on, huh? Three young boys robbed a Wells Fargo bank in Houston last Thursday. You may have heard about this. The FBI dubbed them the Little Rascals because they were 11, 12, and 16 and were armed. Whoa. Talk about kicking off your life on a bad note. Older adults reminiscing about the wild things that used to be normal in schools, like teachers smoking while watching kids play at recess. I remember that. High schools that had rifle firing ranges on campus. We did. We had a rifle club at my high school. Wood-burning stoves, that we didn't have, although there was an elementary school in our district that had fireplaces in all the rooms. Teachers tying kids' left hands to chairs to force them to learn to write with their right hand. Although they never did that to my daughter, we bought her a pair of left-handed scissors when she went to grammar school. They wouldn't let her use them. They said she has to learn to use right-handed scissors. Very difficult if you've never written with, if you're a lefty. That's very difficult. So anyway, we fought that, and the school district wouldn't budge on that. They just said, no, not going to happen. All right. She's got to learn to write, do a thing with her right hand, which isn't really fair, All right, 628, 629 now. WRJN, Hometown Radio Refreshed, a civic media station. Coming up at 7:06, Beth Heindorn from their zoo is going to be here. Beth Heindorn is the executive director of the Racine Zoo. She's got something big, big coming up. For the family. Keep it right here. WRJN, Hometown Radio Refreshed.
Everything you have on your car has a very specific function, with the exception of one thing, the instrument panel dimmer switch. Why was this invented? Are people's eyes too sensitive for the 5-watt bulb behind the speedometer? It's like, oh, don't worry about those oncoming headlights, but this odometer light is burning my retina. Is there any way we can turn this down? Yeah, that's much better. And I don't know if you know this. If you go all the way, guess what happens? Off. You can turn off your ability to read anything there. Are people developing film in the front seat of their car? I think it's for people who just want to drive by instinct. It's like, yeah, you get pulled over. It's great. Do you know how fast you were going? you're not going to believe this, officer. I don't even know how much gas I got in this car.
the Supremes. Don't you just want to go back to those musical days again? I loved it. It's 6:37 at WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. Thanks for joining us. It's going to be cloudy today with cloudy today. When did cloudy today? When did I say that? Cloudy today with rain after 5 o'clock. Highs near 54. Rain tonight. Lows 45. And rain again tomorrow with a high near 52. Hey, it's spring. Spring April showers bring... Well, it's not April yet, is it? No. They bring something in May. Some flowers. Partly cloudy. Right now, 41 degrees. The sun rising over Lake Michigan. I just poked my nose out the door. Two little morning doves were standing on the step, and they wouldn't move. They were just looking at me. I don't know what that meant. Something. I don't know what it meant. So the morning doves were just there, and they were right in front of the door. And I opened the door, and they weren't moving. They were just looking at me. Eventually, they just went down two more steps and were just staring at me. That's got to mean something. I don't know what it means. 6:37, let's take a look at the news headlines this morning. These are the stories we're watching. Stuart J. Waddles in our news center. Our news director keeping an eye on these stories and more. A statement about a Racine house fire yesterday warns about space eaters. Investigators still searching for the cause of the fire at a home on Illinois Street near the Graceland Cemetery. A woman returned from an afternoon shopping trip to find flames coming out of her house. The Red Cross is helping the two people that were living in the home. No injuries reported. A different type of school is closing in Racine. The Racine Unified School District has announced it will discontinue its K-8 virtual learning program after this year. The district cites the expiration of federal funding for the reason for the ending of the program enrollment in the virtual program. The enrollment in the virtual program also has decreased. Some families have started a petition urging the district to reconsider its decision. A fundraiser to save a piece of Racine's history is almost halfway there now. The American Legion Post 310 are looking for help in rehabbing the Boys of 76 parade float. Dates back to 1920. It's thought to be the oldest known veterans float in the country due to its age. It needs some major restoration. The GoFundMe link shows a goal of $3,000. With almost $1,500 raised so far, the float features the living tribute. We've all seen that float in the 4th of July parade. And if you've got any thoughts about what should be built and where in Racine, there's a meeting for you tomorrow night. The Department of City Development is seeking input regarding updates to the city's zoning code. The current code hasn't been updated since 1973 and is considered outdated and complicated. The city says they aim to create an investment-friendly environment for developers and businesses by adapting the code. An open house to gather opinions will be held tomorrow at the Bryant Community Center. Those are the stories Stuart J. Waddles is watching for us in our news center today. He'll keep adding to those stories and keep updating them throughout the day today here at WRJN Radio. Thank you, Stuart. It's 6:40 at WRJN, and do not forget our ride into spring. We just heard a little promo about it a few minutes ago, but don't forget, we have a special thing going on. This week is the last week at 7 a.m., 10 a.m., 1 p.m., and 3 p.m. for your chance to win an overnight stay at Chula Vista Resort in the Dells and be entered to win one of two grand prizes, or several grand prizes, actually, that include new bikes, outdoor patio furniture, blender, and more. Listen for your chance to win a Chula Vista overnight stay and more with our Ride Into Spring statewide contest here on WRJN. The contest ends Friday, March 29th at 4 p.m. For more information and contest rules, go to civicmedia.us and be listening a little after 7 o'clock this morning. We're going to give you today's keyword. Don't ask me what it is now. I cannot tell you till after 7 o'clock. About 7:06, 7:07, I will tell you what that keyword is. Don't call me and ask me what it is. I can't tell you. I shouldn't tell you because I was told not to tell you. Not until 7:07 this morning. I'm looking at the keyword today. You're going to love this keyword. We'll tell you what it is a little after 7 o'clock today, and you can put an entry for that Chula Vista Resort contest. Hey, are you a loved one facing a serious illness? Feel better, worry less with Hospice Alliance's Support Care Management. It's a special kind of care that helps manage symptoms to improve quality of life while providing guidance and support. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org, hospicealliance.org. Check showbiz news. See what's going on in the world of show business during an appearance on Hot Ones. Gwyneth Paltrow remembered that she used to be babysat by Kiefer Sutherland. So Kiefer Sutherland, the famous actor, was her babysitter. And now she's a famous actress. The first teaser trailer for Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice hits theaters September 6th. According to Michael Keaton, it's a winner. Michael Jackson's mother and his son Blanket are having what appears to be a minor legal spat. But one thing we've learned is that Mom has received $55 million from Michael's estate since he died. That doesn't sound minor to me. $55 million sounds pretty major. Minor is about $50. If you're worried about break-ins in your home, this could help. A former burglar claims the best way to prevent them, and one of the cheapest, is put up a sign that says, "Beware of dog." Now, I would put up a sign that says, "Beware of big angry dog." That will keep people away. How much Oh, by the way, the lottery for, I think it's, is it Tuesday night or tonight? Mega Millions, $1.1 billion in the Powerball. It's like $800 million? Whoa. I might get a Mega Millions. $1.1 billion. I could deal with that. Maybe I can't deal with that. How much Lotto would you need to quit your job? A lot of people dream about quitting their jobs if they win, but unless you're already close to retirement, you might have to win a lot of money to permanently retire. For example, how much would it take? 50% of the people say they need at least $4 million to quit their jobs. At extremes, 16% would need $50 million to feel comfy walking away from work, while 11% would retire with winnings of $500,000 or less. You know, it's real interesting. You take a look at billionaires across the world, even in this country alone, the billionaires, they still work. They really do. I mean, you get people like Warren Buffett. He didn't quit when he became a billionaire. I mean, Elon Musk is a multi-billionaire. He ain't quitting his job. I mean, you'd think you'd quit, but you wouldn't. You don't. Here's a fun fact for you. Saddam Hussein used Whitney Houston's "I Will Always Love You" for his 2002 presidential campaign in Iraq. Although the election was just a sham, of course, 11.4 million people voted for him. Zero voted against him. I guess the song worked. Odd but true, virtually everyone on The Simpsons has four fingers on their hand except two characters, God and Jesus. They both have five fingers because the writers said they're perfect. Last week, the internet found, that's actually a couple of weeks ago, the internet found people in Sweden don't always feed their house guests. Turns out a fair number of people in America don't either. A poll asked people what they would do if an unexpected guest showed up around dinner time. 72% would fix them a plate. 18% wouldn't. 10% weren't sure. People in the Midwest most likely to feed you. People in the Northeast most likely to stiff you. You know, it's funny. We had a candidate who was running for alder. Oh, he's running for alder? Couldn't have been, because it's not my district. He was running for something, or he was helping someone run for something. I think that was it. And he showed up at our door, and it was, I forget, kind of, it was late at night, about 7 o'clock, 6:30, 7 o'clock, and we were sitting down to dinner. And we said, do you want to come in? Have dinner? He said, okay. And we had a spaghetti dinner. I think spaghetti or lasagna, one or the other. And he sat there at the table, and he had dinner with us. And then when he got done, he thanked us profusely. Just thank you, thank you. I was hungry, thank you. It's a long walk. And he went on his calls again. But yeah, we just invited them in. You want dinner? We have plenty of food. All right, according to a study, teenagers stay an average of 22 feet away from their dad in public because they don't want to be embarrassed. The top five things dads do that embarrass their kids: dance, sing, dress like an idiot, tell bad jokes, and try to be cool by using teenage slang. And this is true now. When my daughter was about 5 or 6 years old, I wrote out a document for her to sign. She still has the, either I have it or she has it. She still remembers it, though. She's in her 40s now, and she remembers it. So we're talking almost 40 years ago she signed it. It says, no matter how old I get, no matter where I am, I will never be embarrassed to be seen with my father. And she signed it. She must have been in kindergarten. She was 5 years old. And here she is almost 40 years later, still remembers that document. Now, one of us has it. I think I have it. And if ever she's embarrassed, I'm going to wave it in her face. I'm going to take you to court. You said you wouldn't be embarrassed. Now you're embarrassed. I'll see you in court. Anyway, so she's, and you know what? She kept her word. She was never embarrassed to be seen with me in public ever. Not that I know of, anyway. But yeah, oh, I can't believe I made her sign that. Warren Buffett has only sent one email in his entire life. It was sent to a friend at Microsoft, and it ended up being used in a court case. He never sent another one after that. Odd, but true. The one email he sent he was used in court. Let's see what else we got here. A woman is suing a Thai restaurant in California, claiming that her Dragon Balls were so spicy, she suffered permanent chemical burns in her throat. It's unclear how much she's seeking in damages. Kind of happened to me. I went to a Chinese restaurant when I went to visit my parents once. Went to a Chinese restaurant, and I said, give me your hottest hot sauce. So they brought this little tiny dish of clear liquid, whatever it was. And I dipped whatever I had into it, and I swallowed it. I couldn't put the fire out. I said, I got to go to the hospital. I can't. I was on fire. So the waiter got the owner of the restaurant over, and he said, here, eat this. It was a little cup of white rice, and the fire went out. I never had super hot sauce ever again. Never will I do that again. But yeah, he gave me a little thing of white rice. He said it also works with, if you have white bread handy, it works with that. Or milk. Milk will work for it. Went to that thing at the public library. I think I told you this story. They had a hot sauce tasting contest. And whatever number 8 was, and I still remember the number, I couldn't put the fire. Other people had no problem with it. I had the problem. And there was another guy there, too. We're just running around. Take it to the hospital. Gotta go to the hospital. Gotta go to the hospital. It's too hot. Anyway, so I drank some milk, maybe about 4 glasses, and the fire went out. I learned a valuable lesson. You'd think I'd learned from the Chinese restaurant. No, my wife wanted to go to the hot sauce tasting contest at the Racine Library. I don't have it anymore, but it was 10 hot sauces. Now, the reason that was so hot was it was a cooking hot sauce. It's supposed to be diluted, and they gave it to you just straight out of the bottle, and whoa, I can still feel the pain. 649 WRJN Radio, Hometown Radio Refresh. Cloudy with rain after 5 o'clock today. Highs near 54. Rain tonight, lows 45. Right now, partly cloudy, 41. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM in Racine, 98.1 FM in Kenosha. WRJN, a civic media station. Hometown Radio Refreshed. I never had flowers in my hair. I had a big afro, though. Big giant afro haircut. Huge. You gotta see it sometime. Yeah. You know who wrote that song? John Phillips, Papa John, from the Mamas and the Papas. He wrote that song. And The Mamas and the Papas never recorded it, but he wrote it for Scott McKenzie to sing. Any of you alive during the days of the flower power and all that stuff? When I went to college, it was in the early 70s, and all over campus, the bell bottoms and the sit-ins, and I was involved in one picketing thing when I went to college. I don't know why they wanted to picket Pepsi-Cola, but they thought they were supporting the Vietnam War. So on campus where I went to school, Hofstra University, they were recruiting people to come to the picket lines. And I said, well, I really got work to do. Plus, I was working at a radio station overnights, and I was tired. And they said, well, we really need you. We'll give you lunch. All right, I am kind of hungry. But I said, I can't stop. I got to get the classes done. I got to go to work at midnight tonight. Actually, I had to go at 5 o'clock to clean the building. I was also the janitor. And I said, I got things to do. I don't have time to go picket Pepsi-Cola. So I went to go picket, and they gave me the free lunch. I got a bag lunch. Who knows what it was? Who knows if it was real food or not? But I ate it, and they gave you a ride over to Pepsi, and we were on the picket lines, and 5 o'clock came. A little before 5, and the police came and said, come on, you have to go now. They're closing, new staff, they're changing shifts. So I'll tell you, everybody got to go. Put your signs in the police car. They had a police pickup truck. Put your signs in the police pickup truck. We'll bring you back to campus. You can pick them up there. Come on, everybody got to go. We'll take your signs back for you. So we got back to campus. The police thing was there. They gave us our signs back. I have no idea why I was picketing. But that was they said, well, they're supporting the Vietnam War. Why? By sending Pepsi to the North Vietnamese? Well, I had no idea why they were doing that. But I was 18 years old, and, you know, I got a free lunch for picketing. I have no idea what they were talking about either. All right. Those are the days of San Francisco. Put flowers in your hair. All right. A new report says the future of bars and restaurants could include artificial intelligent bartenders. They were able to recognize the regulars and say, would you like the usual? And, you know, would you like your favorite table? Which I guess works unless you have an identical twin who comes in and they give them, you know, your usual. Yeah, come on. All right. I don't think artificial intelligence needs to do everything. All right. Oh, great. Now it matters what time of day we exercise. A new study found that women burn more fat calories when they exercise in the morning. Guys do it better in the evening. I'm waiting for that pill that I read about a few weeks ago. It said, take this pill. You don't need to exercise anymore. For some people, nothing beats getting out of work a little early on Friday and hitting up happy hour. Oops, did I say Friday? Uh-oh. I meant Tuesday. In a new poll, people were asked what the best day is to hit a happy hour. Tuesday, number one answer, Tuesday. 18% of the vote. Friday came in a close second. But Tuesday, people like happy hours then. I guess you need to be happy on a Tuesday. Got that whole week in front of you. Kids spend way too much time online these days. And should you ban all devices if they're not doing their homework? Study says absolutely not. Some screen time is actually good for you kids. Kids who don't spend at least some of their free time online had fewer friends and didn't socialize as much. So spending some time on social media actually has its benefits. If that's true, then what's the perfect amount of time for being in front of your computer screen? Study found the most well-adjusted kids spend 1 to 2 hours online weekdays, 2 to 3 hours on Saturdays and Sundays. How did I survive without a computer growing up? Without a cell phone? Without a tablet? How did I survive? It's a miracle how I made it through childhood. In scary space news, a researcher in Spain calculated that just our galaxy alone might have up to 4 evil alien civilizations. And if they find us, they could pose a threat. I think it's time to move to a new neighborhood, don't you? A new galaxy? Yeah, come on. There's no proof of that. Woman in California got a free couch and matching chair on Craigslist, found $36,000 hidden in the cushions, but she gave it back. The guy who put it there recently passed away, and his family had no idea. The woman had been looking for a fridge, so they gave her $2,200 out of that money to buy a new fridge. Now the question is, would you have given that money back if you found all that money in a couch? Yeah, it's a lot of money we're talking about, $36,000. And, you know, somebody's money. Would you have given it back? I definitely would. You don't know if the money's cursed. Cursed or not. I don't want to be part of the curse. All right, it's 6:58. On the other side of the news, we will have your keyword for the day in our Ride in the Spring contest. So stand by for that keyword. Also, Beth Heidorn's going to be here from the Racine Zoo. Big things happening at the zoo for Easter and beyond. You just keep it here. I'm Don Rosen at WRJN Radio, where it's cloudy today with rain after 5 o'clock, highs near 54. Part of cloudy sun's coming up now, 41 degrees at Hometown Radio Refreshed, a civic media station, WRJN, 1400 AM, 99.9 and 98.1 FM, here in Racine, Wisconsin, USA, Earth, the universe, the galaxy.